Also, guys, before I start this episode, I'll let you know of a 90-day coaching program I'm going to be hosting to take people to 10,000 followers, you know, no matter where you're at. And this is going to be some of the strategies that I've used to help my personal brand clients grow tens of thousands of followers, help them get featured onto Yahoo Finance, Forbes, Entrepreneur, and all these other publications as well. So if you're looking to build your personal brand, send me a message and I'll be more than happy to take a look and see if you're a good fit. I have the application in the description notes below, but I'm also going to be hosting a webinar. So if you're interested, send me a message at ray.aechen on Instagram and I'll give you more details on that.
To me, but I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, and that's probably one of the biggest things that people have to overcome is that mindset, is, you know, waking up in the morning and saying, am I doing what I meant to be doing? You know, even if I don't sell anything today, am I still fulfilling some sort of purpose in my life? And I think that's really what sets most entrepreneurs apart from people who just dabble in entrepreneurship or people who only dream of starting their own business. We believe that just getting on a call, like here, we're sitting on a podcast right now. You know, the reality is I'm not making any money right now, you know, but as an entrepreneur, to be able to add value to someone else, to be able to help someone else is going to lead to massive success and massive results. And it's that shift in mindset and that belief that I have ingrained in me that a lot of people now that I surround myself with have, and that's what keeps us moving forward. You know, when our parents say, why don't you just go get a job, you know, go get a paycheck. You know, when our friends are like, oh, you're starting another business. Look at Sean. He's trying to live the dream, but nothing is really happening. How do we do that? And for me, I tried to do that by myself for a long time and had stomach issues, suffered from migraines. I kept pushing through. But for me, the turning point was surrounding myself with that group of people that were going through the same thing.
Hey, what's up, guys? In this episode, I talk to my friend Sean Spector, who's a serial entrepreneur, and he's been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and he's had a lot of ups and downs. He talks about the journey where some months he was making nothing, whereas other months he was making 20 to 30K a month or more. And, you know, he's created something called XPod Experiences, where people can get together, share what they know, share their knowledge, and help each other grow and build their business together. He's also hosted a webinar, a peer-to-peer mentoring group, where everyone can teach and help each other. And he's in the process of building that out. And, you know, one important thing that stood out to me was he said, you could get a lot done on your own, which was what he was trying to do. But it's in community that we truly thrive and we truly grow. And so, you know, if you're not part of a mastermind or a community that's supporting you to grow continuously, then it's really hard to keep going, especially on days when you feel like giving up or not doing anything. So it's important to be part of that community that encourages you, that builds you up, keeps you accountable. And if you're looking for something like that, shoot Sean a message. I'll send his username below. And you can also send me a message at ray.on if you have any questions or want to connect as well. So hope this episode encourages you guys. Know that you're not alone in your journey, that every one of us has, you know, difficulties and times of loneliness when we want to give up. But the important thing is to stay connected with other people, like-minded people who could help you grow and can help you really build your business and your life together. So I hope this episode, you know, really encourages you guys, and look forward to seeing you guys in the DMs or either on the next episode. Welcome to the podcast, Sean Spector. And, you know, I just want to give a quick background of who you are to my audience. So for those listening, Sean Spector is a serial entrepreneur, business coach, and he helps coaches, CEOs, and founders to basically, you know, take their business to the next level. If they're plateauing at 2 to 5 million, he doubles or triples their revenue through this year-long experience called the XPod Experience. And so, you know, basically, people get together, business leaders, owners, and they consult with each other. It's like a mastermind. So if you guys don't know what a mastermind is, they talk about this in Think and Grow Rich, where mastermind, you get, you know, these brilliant heads together and you form a collective, you know, unit that can analyze your business and help you take it to the next level. And so it's very transparent because you got to be transparent about where you're at. But at the same time, it's like you're having 10 people work on your business for you than just yourself. And so that's the power of a mastermind. And for Sean, you know, he's had months where he's done, you know, 20 to 40K a month, and then months it's been dry. So, you know, we're going to talk about some of the mindsets of an entrepreneur, like how it's not easy and how you need to be self-motivated or else you're going to fail really quick. So can you, Sean, welcome to the podcast. You know, tell us a little bit where you're from, what you were doing before your life as an entrepreneur, and just kind of what led you to this route.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me, Ray. I'm happy to be on. You know, I love what you do. Happy to support. So for me, my entrepreneurial journey has been a roller coaster of successes and setbacks, a roller coaster of emotions. I've been an entrepreneur for probably 15 to 20 years at this point. I'm turning 41 this year, had my first business in my 20s. And for me, I grew up in a lower middle class home. My dad the business that he was working for shut down, and he had long-term employment, and then kind of jumped from job to job. And what I experienced in particular in my teenage years was a lack of security. And where most people saw security in a paycheck and working for someone, I saw my father who had no security and he was working for someone. And in my mind, I just didn't want to have that for myself. And I said, you know, when I was able to, I wanted to start my own business, kind of what I've done. I've had 4 or 5 businesses over the past about 20 years. I've seen everything from bankruptcies to multi 6-figure, 7-figure successes. And along the way, I kind of just picked up the skill set. I picked up the mindset. I picked up, I was a student of learning. So a lot of strategies. I surrounded myself with the right people to learn from. That was books, YouTubes, seminars, stuff like that. And for the past 3, almost 4 years, I've been coaching other entrepreneurs, usually in the startup phase, to launch and grow their businesses as quickly as possible. And now I just launched my new venture called Exponential Leaders, where we help, and like you said, it's masterminds, but very intense masterminds that we call XPod experiences. And that's really for CEOs, business leaders, and founders who are usually doing probably at least $2 million. They have staff, they've hit a plateau, and we help them over the course of a year break through to get to that 8-figure mark and beyond through the mastermind experience in a very proprietary process that we call the XPod experience.
Okay, awesome. So you have your own intellectual property over that, obviously, and you know, yeah, it's your own experience. That's awesome. And so, you know, how many people have gone through this XPod experience, and like, what have their results been, and just, you know, kind of what makes yours so successful, right? Like, what makes your model so, like,
weird? So we're right at the beginning stages right now. We literally just launched. I take people right now through mini XPod experiences. And the feedback that we're getting is beyond incredible. Just getting people together to mastermind. And you could understand this, Ray. You know, I, for a long time, and this really comes from where I've been, I, for a long time, was that CEO who was a problem solver, who really thought that I could do everything by myself. You know, I could do it better than everyone. I could do it faster than everyone. I could do it more efficiently than everyone else. I don't need anyone else. And one of my last businesses, unfortunately, the business went bankrupt, but we had a $300,000 launch. And I was spending money left, right, and center. I was spending $14,000 a month on consultants. I had a full staff that I was paying. I had a board of advisors that we were giving stipends to of like $1,000 to $1,200 every single month. And what I realized when we had to shut the business down was that we weren't getting unbiased answers to questions we had. You know, people were still beating around the bush because they wanted something. They wanted a paycheck from us. You know, even the consultants, even though they knew where we were going, they knew what to do, they were still getting paid from us. Our staff was getting paid from us, our advisors. And it was in that time where I met a mentor of mine, and he said to me, he said, your network is your net worth, and your net worth is less than zero right now. Yeah. And that kind of dawned on me where I needed to surround myself. You know, Jim Rohn talks about it, which is you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most amount of time with. And if I'm not surrounding myself with people who can give me unbiased opinions, answer pressing questions from me, then no matter what skills I have, no matter what strategies I have, no matter how good my mindset is, there is still a higher likelihood of failure because I'm not learning from people who have been there before. I'm not learning from people who have no vested interest in my business, but who want to just see me win. And that's really where Exponential Leaders came from, because after, you know, consulting and coaching and talking to so many CEOs and founders and business leaders over the course of my career, everyone was in the same boat. You know, no one understood us. Our family didn't understand us. Our friends didn't understand us. You know, our staff just wanted to make sure that the business grew to get a paycheck. Consultants just wanted a paycheck. So for me, Exponential Leaders is kind of a culmination of my experiences of how can we get together as a collective, and these X-Pods are small groups of 10 people, and act as consultants, act as advisors, act as mentors to each other, give each other unbiased answers to questions that we have, but most importantly, don't have a hidden agenda in what it is that we're doing. We just want to see each other win. Okay. And that's really the power of what it is that we put together. And that's what people have been experiencing through these like mini events that we've been holding.
What does a mini event look like? And how do you vet that? Because, you know, a lot of people would love to, you know, just attract those people who just want to, you know, see you win. And a lot of times, especially if you're in business, it's always like, you know, what am I getting out of it, you know, for my time or whatnot? You know, to find people who are willing to give freely like that is hard to find. So, how do you go about vetting them? And what do these mini experiences look like? And what can people expect from it? Yeah.
That's okay. So the mini experiences, and we could start there. The mini experiences are 2-hour virtual events. It's by invitation only. Typically what I do is I have been fortunate enough to invest a lot of money into my own network. And, you know, between LinkedIn, between my other social medias, between my network, putting me in touch with other people, what I do is I curate each event. The same way that we're curating Exponential Leaders and the X-Pod experiences, I'm curating these little free events also. And really what I'm doing is I'm hustling like I did when I first started, and I'm messaging people on developing relationships. And I'm saying, do you have this problem? You know, we have this free event. Come on in. You are a CEO. You're a founder. Your business is doing X amount of dollars. Why don't you come in and see if we could help you solve problems as a collective, as a group? And we put anywhere between 8 to 30 people in these mini events. I then break them out into smaller groups during the event. And I facilitate the process of them, obviously, one, networking, and two, being vulnerable, talking about where they're at in business right now, talking about some of their obstacles that they need to overcome and some major problems that the group can then mastermind.
Yeah, around.
And speak from experience to help them solve.
Okay, awesome.
So, and every once in a while, I also bring in a keynote speaker to do like a 15, 20 minute training. Like we just had Jim Britt come into one of our events. Jim is one of the top 50 speakers in the United States, or sorry, in the world, one of the top 30 success coaches in the United States, was partners with Jim Rohn, current partners with Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. So he is legit. We bring him in to do a training also just to add some more value.
Nice. What did he teach about?
He taught actually about mindset. He told his story about being a broke gas station attendant and taking that and almost losing his house, losing his cars, to literally changing the way that he views himself and views business to make $1 million the next year.
That's crazy. So he was a gas attendant, and then he almost lost his house and his car, and he went from there to earning over $1 million the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is funny because I was just reading a book by Tony Robbins, Awake the Giant Within, and that's all about how you believe about yourself, what you believe about, you know, people and things like that. And so, you know, we're just the sum of the beliefs that we carry. And from there, we make a choice for pain or pleasure, right? And things like that. And
So,
that's awesome. Can you expand on that? Like how do you view yourself differently? Like, what does that mean? Because I think a lot of people don't understand that. And,
what that really means. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I never, growing up, I never fit in. I try to, but I never fit into the typical mold. Like, you know, I grew up in Montreal, Canada. Even though it is considered a big metropolis, it's actually a very small town. And for me, I wasn't cut from the same cloth. You know, I wasn't like, oh, you have to have a secure job in your 20s. You have to get married, have a child, buy your first home before the age of 30. That wasn't me. I had bigger aspirations, bigger dreams. So entrepreneurialism for me and the mindset of taking risk for a big reward, I think was kind of innately in me from a young age. Being able to push through some setbacks and major setbacks, and not always have the same mental security that you might have with a typical job, I always had inside of me. But I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, and that's probably one of the biggest things that people have to overcome is that mindset, is, you know, waking up in the morning and saying, am I doing what I'm meant to be doing? You know, even if I don't sell anything today, am I still fulfilling some sort of purpose in my life? And I think that's really what sets most entrepreneurs apart from people who just dabble in entrepreneurship or people who only dream of starting their own business. We believe that just getting on a call, like here, we're sitting on a podcast right now. You know, the reality is I'm not making any money right now, you know, but as an entrepreneur, to be able to add value to someone else, to be able to help someone else, is going to lead to massive success and massive results. And it's that shift in mindset and that belief that I have ingrained in me that a lot of people now that I surround myself with have, and that's what keeps us moving forward. You know, when our parents say, why don't you just go get a job? You know, go get a paycheck. You know, when our friends are like, oh, you're starting another business. Look at Sean. He's trying to live the dream, but nothing is really happening. How do we do that? And wow. For me, I tried to do that by myself for a long time and had stomach issues, suffered from migraines. I kept pushing through. But for me, the turning point was surrounding myself with that group of people that were going through the same thing.
Okay.
That could literally just say to me, Sean, you got this. Like, yes. We're here to see you win. You know, Ray, we're part of the same mastermind, so you definitely understand this. Reaching out to a group of people who have no vested interest in your business, just have a vested interest in seeing you win because we're cut from the same cloth, is more powerful than anything else. And that helps with the mindset. That helps with the lonely days. That helps with the long nights. That helps with being away from the family because you have to be on calls or whatever else. And that makes the fruits of your labor and the success that comes out of it that much more sweet. Because you have people to celebrate with. You know, one of our mentors talks about it. You can't go to your clients and be like, I just sold you on a $10,000 package. But you could go to this group of people who you could celebrate with.
Yeah, yeah.
And who understand that though $10,000 may not sustain you for the year, that one win right now is so big because you're moving forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
So you basically have a support group to celebrate your wins and losses and everything. So I think that's one of the hardest parts as an entrepreneur is to open up, just because I think entrepreneurs are used to doing it on their own a lot too. So there's a lot of, I've read a statistic, entrepreneurs have more risk for certain diseases or mental illnesses, like, you know, depression or whatnot. And it's true because a lot of it, you're kind of figuring out for yourself, like you said, like, what is my purpose? Like, what do I do today? Because I don't like, entrepreneurs are driven not just by money, but by like the problem that they have to solve. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's interesting that you said that, Ray, because I think I fell into this trap for a long time. Because entrepreneurs are not the majority in society, what we tend to try and do is put up a wall. And we only talk about our successes. We try and put on a front. We try and be someone who we may not be. And that adds a lot of physical and emotional stress to our bodies. You know, so being prone to diseases, depression, stuff like that, 1,000%. Here's the biggest lesson that I've learned over the course of 20 years. It is not my successes that are going to add to more of my successes. It's my setbacks that are actually going to allow customers, clients, and the general population to relate to me so that they believe that I can help them solve their problem.
Okay.
And it wasn't until I started being vulnerable. It wasn't so until I started talking about my problems. And I can tell you some, like, you know, in my 20s, I got $500,000 of investment for one of my companies. And I blew through that in 3 months flat.
Wow.
Like, imagine, like, anyone listening right now, imagine seeing $500,000. Like, now I've seen that, you know, multiple times in bank accounts and businesses and stuff like that. Businesses that I consult with have done millions upon millions of dollars a year. But imagine seeing $500,000 in your bank and imagine 3 months later seeing it in the negative.
It's crazy.
You know, I had to overcome that, but I didn't talk about that until like 2-3 years ago. You know, my last business 4 years ago went bankrupt. We had a $300,000 launch. Not only did it go bankrupt, the bankruptcy was so bad, we lost our condo. I had to move my wife and my children into a hotel for 6 months.
Wow.
Literally didn't know the week following if we were going to be able to afford the bill for the hotel.
Wow.
That's, you know,
it's like living,
and that's today. Things that most entrepreneurs don't talk about.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they have to be Superman or Superwoman and put on this front of like, well, you need to buy from me because I'm so successful. That's all I talk about. You know, at the end of the day, you know, one of our mentors, you know, and friends talks about this. Your mess is your message. You know,
yeah.
It's in your mess. It's in your setbacks that people actually connect with you.
Yeah.
As a business leader, to say, no, you know what? He's gone through the trenches or she's gone through the trenches. They've experienced the pain. They've experienced the pleasure. They're real people. That's who we want to buy from. You know, even Tony Robbins, you just mentioned him. Tony Robbins is worth almost $1 billion at this point. You know, his business does $500 million a year, $600 million a year. At every single one of his seminars, he talks about his setbacks still. He talks about being vulnerable because that's where connection happens. That's where trust happens. That's where rapport happens. It doesn't happen because I have the best resume in the world. And don't get me wrong. I could list off all of my success. I could list off and tell you that I've helped raise $2.5 million for startups. I could tell you I've consulted, coached, and worked with UGG Australia, Diesel Jeans, McDonald's, Air Canada, the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. I've done all of that stuff. But that is like, that's just like the cherry on the top. We got to build the ice cream. We got to build the cake before we put the cherry on. And that's what people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes me a good entrepreneur. That's what's going to make everyone else good at their business, because we're not failing on a regular basis. We're failing forward. We're failing often. We're failing fast. And that's why we're able to help more people.
Yeah. Okay. So that was really good. Feeling forward and feeling fast. And you mentioned how, because our failures or setbacks are actually what help us even more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, it's true. You know, people talk about it all the time. Like, it's not a failure for me. People have asked me this in the past and they said, Sean, do you have any regrets? You know, any regrets that the company went bankrupt? Do you have regrets that you shut, you know, your tech startup down in your 20s? Do you have regrets that you blew through $500,000 of investment in 3 months? And I said to them, most people will look at that as a failure. Most people will look at that as a regret. The difference between an entrepreneur and a regular person who doesn't understand entrepreneurship is that the regular person is going to look at that and say, oh, well, you have to regret that. You know, you failed so many times. An entrepreneur is going to look at that and say, no. I've experienced everything in my life that has gotten me to where I am today. As long as you are further ahead now than you were back then all it is a bunch of experience that gave you the ability to continue creating, continue pushing forward, and to be at a further destination than you were back then. That's the entrepreneur mentality. It's not about regret.
So it sounds a lot like self-development, like becoming the best version of yourself rather than being in a rat race to retire and just, you know, just enjoy your life then. And so I like the part where you said, you know, even if I didn't make any money today, did I fulfill my purpose? Because I feel like, especially with the pandemic, people are jobless. People are just like, they don't know what to do. Their pattern's been interrupted, right? And so, you know, back then, before this coronavirus, we would just mindlessly go to work, make money. But now that this has put things to a stop, it's like, what are we doing this all for? And kind of to what purpose, right? Some people accumulate millions of dollars, and it's like, what did you do with that though? You know, I feel like money is power, and, you know, in the hands of good people, it'll do good things, and hands of bad people will do bad things. But, you know, a lot of times I feel like a lot of the good people don't get into business because it's too competitive or too fierce, or they don't feel like they have a voice. It's kind of crazy. It's like the people who don't have the best intentions seems to get the attention these days. You know what I mean? And so, you know, coming from that place, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
It's first of all, I love that you asked that question. I love your thought process, because this is literally everything that Exponential Leader stands for. So if anyone's listening right now, take out a pen and paper and write this down. The life I want and the legacy I want to leave is fueled by the business that I build. And this I tell people all the time. I literally, if I'm talking to someone, if I'm doing a presentation, if I'm talking on stage, if I'm running an event, whatever it is, that's what I lead with. Because at the end of the day, we have power to create massive change in this world.
Yeah.
The only way to do that is to make more money. You know, exponential leaders, to be an exponential leader, and this is our definition, is to create massive impact for ourselves, our family and our friends, for our employees, for our customers, and for our communities. And communities could be the entire world. Yeah. It doesn't matter. And the reality is that the bigger your business is, the more jobs you create. Politicians are not going to solve unemployment. It's entrepreneurs, it's business owners that are going to solve unemployment. That's how the impact, that's how we make impact. You know, we want to help the world economy. I'm sorry, the people, the finance minister is not going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about the politics. It's not about government. It is businesses every single day that are going to solve bigger problems for their customers so that more money flows through the world economy.
Wow.
And the more money that we make, we could affect our communities. And this, again, this is everything that we talk about at Exponential Leaders. We have additional money, not just to live the life we want, but to leave that legacy. You know, yeah. Two major things that are true to us at Exponential Leaders is helping solve the homeless crisis, in particular in America, and human trafficking. We partnered with an organization called Operation Underground Railroad, who is looking to eradicate human trafficking, in particular child trafficking, across the world. We're planning on giving a minimum of $20,000 a year. We'd like to be giving upwards of $1 million per year. So part of our profits are going to them directly. And we're able to do that because of the business that we built.
Yeah.
And that's how we make more impact. And that's something that I think every person, every entrepreneur has to aspire to. You have to have a bigger goal than you could achieve by yourself. How are you going to get your customers involved in that? How are you going to get your employees involved in that? How are you going to rally your community around what it is that you're doing to achieve this greater goal? And that's really what Exponential Leaders is all about. That's what becoming an exponential leader is. But it starts with fueling your business so that you could take care of yourself, your family, and your friends, live the life that you want, and then build the legacy that you want to leave.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Thank you.
And obviously, you know, most people would be like, you know what, Sean, that sounds great. I would love to have a business, but I don't know where to start. Like, I don't know what I'm good at. I don't know what to do, you know, because a lot of people are in that place of, you know, you saw the example of your father working and you're like, this is not what I want, right? But what is it that you want then, right? And you got to start somewhere. Like, you know, for me was, I want to work from home, make money from my phone. And it was just like, I don't know how, but you just have some sort of goal to get there, right? And so, you know, for someone who doesn't know where to start, like, where should they start? And who feels like, you know, I don't know where to go. I have no idea what I'm here to do. Like, where did I start, you know?
So there's a couple of ways of looking at it, and it really depends on who you are. And I kind of adapt this depending on who I'm sitting in front of. But one, look at what sets you on fire. Like if you had to talk about something, one thing every single day for the rest of your life, what would that thing be? And then go talk about it. And people will gravitate to what it is that you're talking to. And they will tell you what it is that they want or a problem that they have. So now you could go and solve it. So your everything is based on your passion. The other way is exactly what you did, right? Which is design your life. You know, what kind of life do I want? So you wanted a location independent life. You want to work from your cell phone. You want to be able to help people. And I know your story. I'm sure your listeners, I'm sure you've told them before, but you also fell into what it is that you did because you started by designing your life and then you listened, you kept your ear to the ground as to what people want and what people were asking for. And then you adapted to that. At the end of the day, there's no right way or wrong way. What you really need to do is get out of your own head and just get started. Talk to people, find a problem and solve it.
Yeah.
Root that in what it is that sets your soul on fire, that you're passionate about. Think about what life you want. Think about the legacy that you want to leave. What is the big mission for you? You know, for me, it is, I want to help end unemployment, hopefully eradicate homelessness, human trafficking. And I want to help the world economy by solving bigger problems. Yeah. I can't do that by myself. So I created a company to help other entrepreneurs and other business leaders do that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I did it. Other people might have a skill set, you know?
Yeah.
You are incredible with Instagram. People have problems understanding Instagram. You solve their problem.
Yeah.
And it now also serves your big dream, which is being location independent, which is working from your cell phone, which is helping people, and which is making money on your terms, not on someone else's terms.
Exactly.
So really define what it is you want. Define the life that you want. Map that out, vision boards, stuff like that, however you want to do it. Figure out what you're passionate about, what you want to talk about every single day, and then figure out what the problem is for a group of people, and then match all of those in solving a problem.
So that sounds like a lot. Like what would be like a very simple way people can think about it? Like if I want to just today figure out what to do, like, you know, maybe take a certain example for your, you know, or something like that, that people are like, okay, that's easy to understand, you know, that's simple.
So typically, remember we talked a little bit before about what one of our mentors says, which is your mess is your message. You know, I talk about, you know, your setbacks actually is what is going to show, propel your success. Think about your own life. And think about the journey that you've been through. We've all gone through ups and downs. We've all had setbacks. It doesn't just have to be in business. It can be personal life, whatever it is. But we've all had a problem at one point.
Yeah.
How did you solve that problem? And how can you help other people now solve that same problem and go out and do that? Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way to start a business. Call it a consulting business. Call it a coaching business. Call it an information product business, whatever it is. You know, for me, I had a problem because I didn't have anyone teach me how to start a business. I had to learn myself, and it was a roller coaster. Yeah. So for a long time, I was helping other entrepreneurs launch and grow their companies as quickly as possible through my own methodology, because it was a lot of trial and error. So think about your own life. Just literally sit down and start writing down, like, what have I gone through? You know?
Yeah.
Maybe you were 60 pounds overweight, you know, and you lost the weight. How did you do it? Now, how can you go help other people do it? You know,
exactly.
Maybe it's, started on Instagram and I had zero people. How did you get to your first 10,000? Go teach people how to get to your first 10,000 and charge them to do it because you are solving their problem. And because it took you such a long time to do it, you're charging them to help them do it in a quicker amount of time.
Exactly.
And just start there.
Yeah. Just great. Just great. Yeah. Just start with that simple thing and move on to other products or whatnot. Right.
And exactly. And don't be scared. Here's the big thing. And this was a huge limiting belief of mine. where I was always scared that if I were to stop doing one thing, people would look down at me. It's like, oh, Sean shut down another business. What's he going to do next now? You know, he doesn't complete anything. Here's the reality. Life is a journey.
Yeah.
We're constantly trying to figure ourselves out. We're constantly trying to reinvent ourselves. Don't be scared to stop doing one thing because you feel called to do something else.
Can you repeat that and kind of extrapolate on that?
Yeah, don't feel scared to stop one thing because you feel called to do something else. Now, there's a fine line in business of giving up and actually saying, you know what, this isn't for me. I need to be doing something else. But you have to constantly work on your own personal development, be self-aware in business, and don't be scared of what other people are going to think about you, about what you're going to say, whether it's a Facebook Live that you do or an Instagram Live, whether it's the business that you're starting, whether it's shutting down a business to start something else, whether it's going from one project to the next project. At the end of the day, you are in control of your own life. Be self-aware enough to know if something is the right fit for you or if it's already served its purpose. And I go back to something I said before. People ask if I regret things. Do I regret shutting down a business? Do I regret, you know, losing the money? Do I regret going bankrupt? I don't.
Whoa.
At the time, I was so scared of what other people were going to think about me that I didn't have the self-awareness to recognize that that was just there to teach me something and catapult me into my next project, my next business, my next step in life. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared of what other people are going to think about you. Be self-aware, work on your own self, work on your personal development, be aware of where you're at. And if you feel like you need to move to the next business or the next project or the next service or the next product and leave one behind, just be aware enough that that might not be the end for you and take the lessons from that to help catapult you forward in your next endeavor.
So basically take everything as a learning experience.
Yes.
Okay. And I would say, you know, before we kind of wrap up, what would you say is something that you would see like top three mistakes young entrepreneurs make that you'd advise them on or to watch out for as they're doing it? Yeah.
Great question. So the first one is thinking too much and not doing enough. And I see this all the time. People love entrepreneurs are very creative. They love coming up with ideas. What a lot of entrepreneurs starting out don't like doing because they're scared is taking action.
Yeah.
You have an idea, take action right away. And then, like I said, fail forward. Fail often and fail fast. And what fail fast means is do something quickly, have the idea, take action on it quickly. And if it doesn't work, change it and move on.
Yeah.
And you have to do that over and over again. You do not want to be one of those entrepreneurs sitting in your mother's basement for the next 10 years building something just to find out that it's not what people want. And you see this a lot in Silicon Valley. Spend 10 years building this crazy app and no one ends up downloading the app.
Yeah.
So that actually leads me into my second point, which is get out of your own way. Yeah. Get out from behind a computer. Get out of your house. Get out of the building and go talk to people.
Yeah.
Talk to people and find out what makes them tick.
Sure.
Talk to people and find out what the problems are and then go back and solve them.
Okay.
And the third thing is... there's a bunch of things that I might want to jump into, and I want to see what would be the most important. The third thing would probably be, here it is. When you launch, and here's a big thing, when you launch and it doesn't go the way that you imagined in your head, don't think that you failed. We tend to think that everyone, when we launch, knows about us. And the reality is they don't, okay?
Yeah.
If you launch your first iteration of something, whether it's a group, whether it's a mastermind, whether it's a coaching program, whether it's an app, doesn't matter what business, The reality is a minute percentage of people will remember that. The first 10 people who said, listen, I really don't like what you're doing, they don't matter in the long run.
Yeah.
The 10 million people that you're going to serve over the next decade had no idea what happened during your first iteration anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Get out of your head. You have not failed if people don't like what you do at first. It means that you might not have found the right people. It means that you might have to make a small little tweak. Get out of your own way. Don't think. And this is going to be a kick in the nuts for a lot of people. Yeah. You are not the center of the universe.
Yeah.
Not everyone knows who you are, especially at the beginning.
Yeah. That's true. So just stay humble and keep your head down. And
exactly. Awesome. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Okay. Awesome. And where can people connect with you, and where can they find you?
Perfect. So LinkedIn. I've been really active on LinkedIn, connecting with a lot of people. Look up Sean Spector. I think it's actually under Sean Brandon Spector. And Sean is spelled S-E-A-N. Spector is O-R at the end, not E-R. You could look up Exponential Leaders. There's no E, it's just an X. So X-P-O-N-E-N-T-I-A-L leaders.com. Find me on Facebook, The Sean Spector. Instagram, The Sean Spector. If you're interested in Exponential Leaders, if you are one of those CEOs, business leaders, founders, you're doing above $1 million, $2 million, you feel like you've hit a plateau, you're looking to connect with other leaders, really exponentially grow, jump onto our mission and our vision. You could also send us an email at connect@exponentialleaders.com. Again, that's just with an X, no E in front.
Okay, awesome. And I just want to thank you, Sean, for taking the time to hop on the call. And any last words you have for the audience or maybe someone out there listening?
Yeah, so I think the last thing, and one, Ray, thanks for having me on. I had a great time. Hope everyone found value in this. The one thing that I think I want to leave everyone with is failure means that you've quit. Setbacks means that you're still moving forward. So I would remove, especially any entrepreneurs, any business people that are listening right now, remove the word failure from your vocabulary. Because winners never quit and quitters never win. And if you want to win, you're not going to quit, which means you're not going to fail. You might experience setbacks, but setbacks are learning experience to propel you forward.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that. And my pleasure. Everyone can go connect with Sean on LinkedIn, Facebook, on Instagram as well, right? I believe you're on Instagram.
Yep.
What's the handle for that?
The Sean Spector.
The Sean Spector. So yeah, with all that, man, was great connecting, Sean. And we'll look forward to chatting soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ray.
Hey guys, so hope you enjoyed that interview with Sean Spector. You can go check him out. I'll put his link in the description below. And also, if you want to reach out to him, you can connect with him there. If you're interested in growing your Instagram and growing your presence online, I have an online coaching program. The link for the application will be in the description. And you can also DM me for more info to find out more about this 90-day coaching program to get you past 10K followers and to learn how to utilize Instagram for your business. I hope to see you guys in the DMs or either through email. And I hope you enjoy this interview with Sean.